The White House has some more detail on how it wants some civilian agencies to cut $18 billion in funding for the five remaining months of fiscal 2017. Try swallowing that one. These cuts would offset big boosts to defense and homeland security spending for the rest of the year. Budget documents show a few reductions for staffing and salaries at one agency and a significant cut to a shared services program at another. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now to explain where these cuts would come from. And first of all, Nicole, you got documents out of the White House that maybe weren't exactly posted all that publicly?
The White House certainly didn't post them on their own. So we did get these documents, and they detailed in a lot of detail, actually, what agencies have under the current CR, what they would get for the remaining 5 months of 2017 under the House proposed budget, under the Senate proposed budget, and then also taking into account what the White House wants to cut if it gets its way with this budget supplemental that it did release on the same day that it released the 2018 budget. So we haven't really been talking too much about 2017, but that is the big issue. I mean, the current continuing resolution will expire April 28th, and so far there's no indication necessarily of what the plan is going to be for that.
So the White House has its own plan for that, and it involves cutting $18 billion in spending in 5 months?
Essentially, it requests some pretty substantial increases to defense and homeland security spending. Most of it would go to DHS to start building, one, the wall on the southern border, to start hiring those 15,000 immigration and border patrol officers and agents, and some of the procurement costs, some of the analysis that will go along into that big project. So that's what they're asking for. And to offset it, they're asking civilian agencies to cut $18 billion. Now, we'll get into what people are saying about this, but, you know, preview, some people say it's dead on arrival.
But Homeland Security also got a little nip, as you've reported.
They did. And one of those areas was FEMA. And a lot of those costs are related to grants, programs, and research. Another big one was $41 million cut to a financial shared services program that DHS is working with the Interior Business Center on. And that's a pretty substantial cut. They've been working on it. And in the justification in these budget documents that we saw, basically says, well, you know, this hasn't been going very well for them, and there's no indication that it will in the future, so sorry. So that is one of the big cuts that you mentioned for DHS.
Interesting, because that one, I guess, would save money in the long run if they ever got it done by maybe helping to consolidate Homeland Security, many components, financial systems. But on the other hand, maybe they're saying, well, Interior already exists as a financial service provider, so why is DHS throwing money into it?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that is the only, substantial kind of IT modernization project that I noticed that the White House is proposing to cut, at least in 2017. Most of the cuts come from things that you wouldn't necessarily be surprised about. A lot of grants, research programs, a lot of education department programs and health and human services programs. There's cuts to the Pell Grants and that sort of thing. So a lot of the things that we saw in the 2018 budget are proposals to cut early in 2017. Some funding, they want to eliminate some grants funding for the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for Humanities, which are, as you might remember, two of the 19 agencies that were proposed to get rid of funding altogether.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco. Now, I was speaking with Senator Mike Rounds in another connection, but I asked him, what do you think for 2017? He says they don't want to do the CR for the rest of the year, but maybe an omnibus. What are you hearing from some of the people you've talked to on the Hill?
So Senate leadership, at least for now, is pretty optimistic, honestly, about their prospects. You know, I think we heard Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say he doesn't want a CR. Senator Roy Blunt, who's a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, has said, you know, we might need to hold off on the White House budget supplemental for 2017. And they've already passed the House Defense Appropriations Act. That's already been passed. So they could see that as the possible vehicle to get some of the other budget processes moving for 2017. That's what he said. And then Senator Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, he also said, you know, we're working well together right now, the Republicans and the Democrats, on coming up with a solution. I think everyone agrees they don't necessarily want a CR. Whether or not that'll happen is another story. But he said, for us, the big priority is no sequestration caps and also parity between civilian and defense. Now, that's the exact opposite, essentially, of what the White House wants.
So we have the White House plan, and then we have the White House supplemental for 2017. Then we have the possibility of some sort of omnibus, and then we have the possibility of a continuing resolution for the rest of the year. Those seem to be the basic options here.
That's about right. And I think, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Act has already passed for 2017. So the Veterans Affairs Department already has appropriations and funding in place for the rest of the year, basically. Senate leaders basically said that's, you know, one positive, and again expressed the idea that possibly they could use this House Defense Appropriations Act as that vehicle to get moving on some of these other issues.
I would say then that the argument over parity for DOD and civilian, that's going to be the sticking point. And if the Trump administration sticks to its guns, no pun intended, stubbornly, then that could be the setup for a shutdown, showdown.
Possibly. I mean, honestly, that's been an argument. That's been something that Congress and the White House have been dealing with. You know, even in the Obama administration, there were, you know, Republican leadership who wanted, you know, more defense spending. This isn't necessarily a new argument that we've heard. I think, though, the White House this time might be a little bit more aggressive and certainly has more specific priorities about spending more defense money. We also have a chart on federalnewsradio.com that describes specifically what the reductions are for each individual agency. They're split up by components and then also the larger parent departments. And definitely want to shout out David Thornton, one of our web editors, who helped us create that chart. And there's also a really nice graph, too, that explains where these cuts would come from.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
You can check out all of her budget and personnel action coverage at federalnewsradio.com.